The song I Cannot Tell, Sacred Words, set to the tune of Danny Boy, from a performance this week at Washington's National Cathedral by a youth choir, teenagers from this country joined with teenagers from Northern Ireland. The Milwaukee Irish Fest Youth Choir has helped sponsor the trip of the Omagh Community Youth Choir from the town in Northern Ireland that was the target of a vicious terrorist attack 5 years ago next Friday. On that day, August 15th, 1998, a bomb ripped through a busy shopping area in Omagh. 29 people were killed and hundreds injured. It was the worst atrocity in that country in more than 3 decades of guerrilla war. The dissident group known as the Real IRA claimed responsibility for the car bombing, which killed Protestants and Catholics alike, among them many children. Soon after that bombing, Daryl Simpson founded the Omagh Community Youth Choir. He came by our member station WXPN in Philadelphia with two of the choir's members, 17-year-old Kathy Monteith and 19-year-old Con Hohe, to talk about the choir, its mission, and its trip to the United States.
My motivation to form the choir was really a direct result of the bomb atrocity in Omagh. It was about a week or so after the terrible event that I decided that I needed to do something positive to help the community. One of the things that I knew I could do was to maybe provide some music. And I knew that there was an abundance of talent with the young people in the town, so I decided to form a cross-community, cross-cultural choir with young people.
Kathy Monteith, as a member of the choir, what significance does it have for you to be in that choir?
I think it's a privilege to be able to share our respect for one another and to provide a positive image of the town and Northern Ireland, that there is hope that we can live together and respect one another.
Con Hohe, I'd like to hear from you as well about the notion that this choir is supposed to build bridges between Catholics and Protestants. Do you feel that that's working?
Definitely is. I know myself, the people who have left the choir, even over the 5 years, there have been a lot of people who have come and gone and gone off to university. And we all still keep in touch, and there's been great friendships built up due to the choir.
Daryl Simpson, the memories of the Omagh bombing almost 5 years ago now must still be very fresh in that town. Do you ever get away from that sense of the tragedy that happened there?
Well, I think, you know, we would be doing a disservice to the people who were killed and were injured if we were to forget about that terrible day. And it is, of course, very difficult. You know, it's a very small town. There's 25, 26,000 people, and 29 people were killed and 2 innocent babies were lost that day. So you are talking about a substantial percentage of the population who did lose lives. A lot of, you know, within a 250-metre radius of my house, there were 5 people were killed. So it gives you an understanding of how it would affect even my just local streets. But we sort of feel that what we're doing now is a means of helping to promote both the people of the town and indeed of our country, just to give them the right example.
You performed this week at St. Paul's Chapel, which is very near Ground Zero in Manhattan. It's a church where a number of the rescue and recovery workers sought relief during the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Can you describe what that experience was like for you, starting maybe with Kathy?
It was very touching. We'd actually performed the night before. We'd visit Ground Zero and had sang there as well. And sort of the memories of everybody had been touched by such an atrocity. It was just a privilege to be able to perform in such a place, to know that somebody else now understood what we had also gone through.
Daryl Simpson, as the musical director of the choir, what was your thinking in having a concert at St. Paul's?
Well, very much, you know, after the tour that we had the night before off Ground Zero, and we very much definitely felt a solemnity with the whole area. And I suppose that transcended into my thinking for the music programme and for the afternoon. One of the pieces that our choir sang was Danny Boy, which at the time I didn't realise the significance of, but later I was told that it was one of the pieces along with Amazing Grace that was performed there on a regular basis after the 9/11 atrocity. I suppose in some ways it was poignant that something that means so much to us, which Danny Boy does, also seems to have meant a whole lot to the people of New York.
Kathy Monteith and Con Haughey, in your trip here to the United States, is there a moment of fun or a nice moment that has stood out for you that you'll take home with you and remember?
Well, last night at the general performance, we had a great guitarist and a flute player with us as well, and they gave us an offer of having a few requests, so we requested a couple of songs, and both choirs got up, and they're all Irish dancing and jumping around the floor, and that was great, Peg. I think I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of energy on that stage, I bet.
It was a whole lot of energy, yeah.
Well, thanks to all of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Con Haughey and Kathy Monteith are members of the Omagh Community Youth Choir of Northern Ireland, along with founder and musical director Daryl Simpson. They perform tonight in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, tomorrow night in Philadelphia, and next Friday, on the 5th anniversary of the Omagh bombing, they'll sing in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Irish Fest.